Welcome back to the Jeff Porter Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for being with us on this Tuesday morning. Once again, text line 251-343-0106. In about an hour from now, Paul DeMarco, good friend of the program, will be with us. And then in the 11 o'clock hour, our Tuesday regular from P2 Public Affairs in Washington, D.C., Will Hampson will be with us, so please stay tuned for that. Joining us now, calling from abroad today, but our good friend from Pathway Church, Pastor Travis Johnson. Pastor, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jeff. Great to talk to you.
Hey, thanks for making time. Well, we've been this sort of ordeal dealing with the city of Mobile, and primarily just for whatever reason, have chosen to celebrate or commemorate or whatever Pride Month in Mobile. I think probably unbeknownst to a lot of people who live here and pay taxes in Mobile. But, you know, you're taking up that fight. And tell us a little bit about your ordeal there and what the feedback you've been getting.
Well, first, you know, I want to say it's really great. The feedback's incredible. An overwhelming majority of people are just exhausted of this. Exhausted of their voice being hijacked. For instance, on the Visit Mobile website, mobile.org. This is our tourism bureau, funded by exclusively tax dollars. And here, listen to this political, ideological, declarative statement being made on behalf of all of Mobile. We embrace all love. This is Visit Mobile. We embrace all love. In the board meeting, I ask, who is we? Who is we? And what we found out this week is sure is not the majority of Mobile. Mobile is saying, no, this is not our agenda. This is not our culture. Actually, it goes on to say, we embrace all love and Mobile's inclusive culture. And so when you're trying to figure out what is that culture, well, all love, I guess that's the L, the G, the B, the T, the Q, the I, the A, the plus. I mean, what are we talking about? This is not Mobile. That's why there's the friction, is this money is being spent and there's bureaucrats that do not represent the city, the people, the county, and they're making these very ideological statements, and they're not accurate. Yet, it's funded fully, almost exclusively, by tax dollars. So yeah, the overwhelming support. I mean, there were posts that were put up in Mobile word of mouth, and very strong, and a lot of false statements made in there too, but. You know, Jeff, what was so crazy is the comments did not go the way that they thought they were going to go. And I couldn't be more proud of Mobile. It was just an amazing moment.
Something I learned based on your social media feed is that there is such a thing exists. The Mobile Democratic Socialist of America, that we have a chapter, Democratic Socialist, in this municipality here, but they come out swinging too. I guess that's kind of more of a resume enhancer, if you ask me.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that's great. You know, I think that says a lot. You know, they've gone after me in a couple posts, and you know, I was glad to get down into one of them and say, you know, thank you for the prolific honor of not being endorsed by the Democratic Socialists of America. That was really wonderful. I was very much glad for that. And, you know, I think that there's a pattern recognition. I've seen a lot of the comments, a lot of the activity, and I have a much better understanding than ever of where a lot of this energy is coming from. And it's coming from groups like this. And so this is like the extreme of the extreme. It not only is it not mainline, this is not welcome. And I mean, socialism, first of all, let me say this, socialism and communism. I don't know if I should say this exactly like this, but it sucks. It's really bad. It doesn't work. It fails. It runs out of other people's money. And then the reason that these, you know, extremist groups have to use tax dollars is because nobody's giving to that. Actually, this is another thing I found out, Jeff, check this out. If you go and look at like the top LGBTQ extremist groups that are centered in Mobile, and you look at what they raise, what their budget is, it's minuscule. It's almost nothing. It's like less than a single church. That would be my estimation. And so I want you to think about this. There's a lot of talk in these groups, like pastors should be quiet. They shouldn't be involved in politics. They need to pay taxes, which pastors pay taxes just like everybody else. One, two, the church, we should revoke the church's tax exemption, which I guess you would do that for churches, schools, hospitals. Oh, yeah. Also for Visit Mobile. Oh, this is the other thing that's really interesting when you look at that comparison, is that churches are funded almost exclusively by voluntary donations of their members, whereas Visit Mobile is funded almost exclusively by tax money that's collected in Mobile to push an agenda, a political ideology that says we embrace all love. And then you have these little adjutant groups like, you know, Mobile Socialists of America, like all seven of those guys get together, and they come out of their mom's basements, and then they trash talk families all over Mobile. And this, it's funded. It's funded. A lot of this stuff is funded from a very small pot. And they collect up on Reddit. They trash talk you on Reddit, get their little hive minds stirred up, and you come out and get these really crazy people doxing, posting your address. This happened this week. People saying they're going to get a group at my house, and people saying they're going to show up and shut down the church. Both of those things happened this week in those threads. These are not normal, regular activities that represent the culture of Mobile.
No, it's a bullying thing, and you know, they get angry about it. You know, so the pastor, it's funny to me, you know, this time a year ago was an election year. We didn't hear a lot of this. This sort of goes away every fourth year. I don't know if you track this, but it's interesting how that works. And I just, you know, obviously I think it goes away on election years because it's just not popular. It's not something people want. And they kind of pump the brakes on it. But then the rest of the time, it's like we fight this fight every year.
It's a deal killer. It's a deal breaker in an election all over America. I mean, unless you're, you know, in, you know, Los Angeles or San Francisco, you know, unless you're in one of these really extremist places in the country, which actually, if they had voter ID, probably would not be the case there either. So, you know, what you end up having is just this. You're right. It can't survive on a vote. And we should be informed by it. We should be informed by it. But so I would even say we've seen it in some of our most recent elections. People did not get elected over this issue on their votes on these issues.
Well, it's this. Now, you know, no one's saying that we shouldn't encourage tourism and, you know, well, whatever it is. We have this lodging tax that goes toward this. But, it's pretty obvious that, like, this isn't it. This is being used in a way for these people on this board to make their own, like, political statement here. And that's not what this is for. How many, just look at it, how many LGBTQ practitioners or whatever you want to call them are like looking at their, you know, it's Pride Month, we're going to take some time off and go on vacation, or are actually doing, seriously considering Mobile at all. They're just doing this just to do it. They're not doing it for the stated purpose of Visit Mobile, which is to raise awareness and bring in more tourists to the city.
Well, I mean, if you're wanting to make a good business decision, you target your market that's most likely to be participating in your business. And so we're talking about a very small and a very small population. And then certain portions of that population are very, very challenging when those activities and the events are being promoted by our tax dollars. Listen, as long as this is going on, this will be a major friction in our community, because the largest market, the actual culture of Mobile, which is the actual culture of Mobile, is not LGBTQIA affirming. It's in all love. I mean, what what is all love? Because from my understanding, all of the a lot of those pieces there are actually rejected by a like 85% of the population. Yet we're mobilizing on this, and we're picking this place to, you know, plant a flag. And, you know, the thing that's so interesting about what I'm involved in right now is because my banner is made possible, or it's made a major problem, free speech constitutional issue for the city, because of viewpoint neutrality and equal access. But we see that Mobile has not taken a neutral position. This is an ideological position, a political position that we embrace all love. So what we have is we actually have our tourism bureau taking a political position and using that tax to actually reshape and change Mobile.
Let me say this. And I was kind of called into the principal's office several years ago and sat down with Mayor Stimson, and he explained it to me. It was like, you know, all this group cares about is bringing as many tourists in to Mobile as possible. That they weren't really thinking about this gesture, and we're going to change things. You know, this is not really. But it's like they make that statement, and then, like, we look at this, and is this really bringing in the tourism? Is this really changing things? And no, and things kind of change, and they leave open these, I guess it was a loophole is the way it's explained to me. But, like, this is, you know, whatever you think of these banners or whatever, it's just, it's not something that people want. If you're right, if we lived in California, if we lived in San Francisco and the people there decided that this is the kind of city you wanted, okay, that's what they got to do. That's their culture. I you know, but we don't want that here, but we keep coming back to it. And I said this last time you're on, we have this fight every single time, and no one, they always find a way to do this. When does this ever stop until they have a sort of a due process? And we could talk about this. We have a town hall or whatever it is. Is this the direction we want to go with our tourism dollars? And clearly this is not it. But it keeps coming back to this. There's something pulling us back in this direction every single time.
Well, I'm quite positive. If you go and you look at how much pride and, you know, we embrace all love, all of this, these false statements, and the focus on this particular special interest group, and ask yourself, when you look at the Visit Mobile website, is it representative? Is it proportional? I mean, okay, to pick evangelicals, to pick families, pick baseball, pick soccer, pick youth athletics, the different things, you know, Foley is covered up in sports tourism. Right, because this is actually a large market, youth athletics. Now go look at Visit Mobile and see if we're giving reasonable and equal time to these other, actually much more profitable.
Yeah, are we celebrating soccer? We built this big soccer complex or whatever. Like, are we doing all the things you look at? You're right. Like, what does Mobile have to offer? And maybe it's not obvious. Maybe it's not like we're not going to do like a big battleship celebration or whatever. Landmarks people come to this city to see, probably doing other things to highlight. And this always seems to commandeer such a large chunk of their efforts.
Well, yeah. And so, you know, the conversation that actually started with me, they put these flags. How did that happen? Oh, here's this policy. Oh, look, this policy, it can work for me. And so I put my piece up, and then the response is, oh my goodness, we need to cancel this policy. Wait, why are we becoming so concerned at a pro-family policy, a pro-family banner, that we would cancel the policy? Yet when you have 6 foot plus linebacker looking drag queens dancing with kids in front of our historic cathedral in 2023, you know, we're not canceling the policy then. We're not canceling the policy when the Pride Month banners go up, which is most definitely an ideological statement. So, you know, you just have to go, what are we doing here? What are we doing? And this is a broad value that's held. It's not Republican, Democrat. It's not white, black. It's not rich, poor. Mobile overwhelmingly honors the nuclear family and overwhelmingly rejects the idea of men in women's bathrooms, men in women's sports, men as the, you know, the woman of the year. Overwhelmingly reject this.
And I can hear it from afar, you know, members of the city council or people listening to this show on city government. Oh, here we go again. Here they go again. Well, stop doing it if you don't want us to go again. Because, like, you know, you can't do this without getting some kind of pushback. And there's a way to have a policy that's neutral and take this out. But they don't. They want to just. It's like there's some people who are involved in city government who just want to show guys like us that they're going to have their way. And I'll let you add the last word.
No, I think the last word is this: is that the people of Mobile are incredible. The families, the people who get at work, they're hustling and, you know, adding to the city. They're pretty amazing, and they come from all stripes and all backgrounds. And this, you know, heated activism is not representative of our whole city or even close. This is a small group of people. We've learned it. Some of them are ready to threaten, to dox, to show up your house, show up at your church, try and shut it down, all of this stuff. This is not who Mobile is. Mobile is family friendly. We're a faith-filled community that is hospitable to people. It's an amazing city. And I'm just so thankful to all of the incredible support and all that's going to come out of this.
Pastor, we appreciate your time this morning. Safe travels, and we'll do it again soon.
Thank you, sir. Take care, Jeff.
Pastor Travis Johnson from Pathway Church. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.